So the USA's Noah Hoffman put in a gutsy performance today, making up a deficit of 1 minute and 2 seconds in the men's 15K freestyle pursuit race in Kusamo, the last race of the weekend there. And Noah had the fastest time of the day. He ended up coming, reaching the leaders, skied with them to the end, and placed 9th. And but he had the fastest time of the day, and that's very exciting news for the Aspen, Colorado skier. He comes from the operating table to the podium, and we're going to try to catch up with Noah and find out about how his race went today and how he feels.
Well,
hey, Noah, Benjamin with Trax, how are you?
Hey, good, you?
Everything's great. So exciting for you today, a really big day for you, eh?
Thanks so much. I'm pretty excited for sure. I'm happy with the way I skied.
Yeah, you had the fastest time of the day, and that means I don't know if they see that as a podium, but we do.
I get 50 World Cup points for fastest time of the day, and five thousand Swiss francs on top of that. So it's not a full World Cup win by any means, but it's a I'll take it. It's pretty fun, and skiing at 9th in the Tour is a big improvement over where I was yesterday. So I'm happy with that as well, and really happy with the way my preparation's gone this year, and look forward to keeping it rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had discussions here about how FIS decides on how they're going to, award World Cup accolades here and there with the mini tours. But obviously, today was as big a race as any, and you really showed that you're ready to get in there and ski with the leaders. Did you have a strategy when you came in today? Knowing how the race was kind of going to unfold, and did it unfold the way you thought?
It didn't at all. I was kind of playing it by ear. I wanted to start conservatively for the first 3 laps, and then kind of, I was thinking that I would be struggling, I was thinking that the pace of the group I was with, because I started right with a bunch of guys, was going to be really pretty fast, and that I was going to want to settle in and try to conserve as much energy for the first 3 laps and then try to move up from there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I talked about was jumping in behind Ivan Babakov, who started a couple of seconds ahead of me, and trying to follow him, because I expected him to be really good today. He's been, very good on this race in the past, and certainly on really hard skate courses. He's a world-class skier.
Mm-hmm.
But neither of those things ended up unfolding the way I thought they were going to. I jumped in behind Babs briefly, and there were kind of some gaps forming ahead of him, and I didn't want to end up on the wrong side of a break, because it's really hard to close those down once they become, significant.
Mm-hmm.
So I really just tried to, started by closing the first gap down and get on the back of that group that was forming.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of saw some more splits happening ahead of me, and thought, well, I can ski with those guys. I don't want to let them go as well. It really just started kind of advancing in groups before they got too spread out, because, the times were so tight. I started 38 people back, but only a minute and 2 seconds. So it was a person every 2 seconds on average. I mean, it was, it was very, very tight. So I took advantage of the train that formed before it really split up, and was able to get onto that lead group, and I'm pretty happy with it. I was able to hold on and with the way it turned out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it takes a... you got to be savvy on your skis. It's you got to watch what's happening, and it looks like you read the situation properly. And we were all excited to see you moving up, and all of a sudden Noah Hoffman's with the leaders. When you reached the lead group and you knew you were there, you must have felt good. And did you feel your energy was still good? And coming into the finish, were you thinking that you might, even have enough to vie for a podium?
I was feeling good kind of when I first got on that lead group. I knew it was going to get hard at the end. I wasn't able to get in the position that I was hoping to. Leading into the final time up the big hill, I made a tactical error and actually ended up skiing the long downhill, out of the one track that it was set.
Mm-hmm.
On the second to last lap, which took me from 3rd or 4th in the group all the way back to the back of, I think it was a 13-person group. And
mm-hmm.
and then it was hard for me to move up from there. And you know, but I was really struggling at the end as well, and my legs were really hurting. So you know, I definitely think there's more there. Obviously, I want to learn how, you know, learn how and be able to go win that race eventually. But sure, it wasn't the day for that today. So
yeah, but it was still very exciting. And you know, we were thinking when you made it to the lead group, you know, it cost you something to get there. Very exciting, and you hope that there's enough energy, and certainly there's no placing ninth in that group and then having the fastest time. Noah, that's got to really be inspiring for you.
Yeah, no, I'm really encouraged by my energy and my fitness right now, and I'm feeling like the best part about it is that we have really, my coaches and I have really good control over the situation and over my energy, and you know, I don't think this happened by accident, and so I think it's repeatable, and I'm looking forward to continuing on the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the comments made to me was from the operating table to the podium. I mean, that's a pretty strong affirmation that your recovery from your operation, your shoulder, has gone really well. And I know we spoke just the other day, and you talked about some restrictions, but obviously none of that showed or manifested itself today.
No, absolutely. I owe a huge amount to the incredible sports medicine staff at the U.S. Ski Team for getting me back to 100% so quickly. And really to my coach, John Callahan, who's been managing my program through the whole thing. And he's done, you know, he and I work together, and the process of maintaining my fitness through that whole operation and through a very busy travel schedule all summer has gone really well. And I'm, you know, I owe it a ton to John, who I've been working with for almost 10 years now.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's a team effort, of course, that helps all the athletes get to the start line, and then it's up to you to deliver afterwards. But of course, everybody is there and is part of that that process. And by the way, it was
absolutely. And my skis were wonderful today as well. And some of my wax deck Randy Gibbs deserves a huge congrats as well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was talking to Liz Steven, and she was talking about, you know, when you head over to Lillehammer and the amount of equipment and everything that happens behind the scenes that we all don't see, but your team effort there to haul that stuff and you know, make sure you have as much as you need to perform. It's a big undertaking that we don't see, that you guys are dealing with.
It is. It's huge, and our service staff does an incredible amount with very little relative to the other teams in terms of resources, and we are, you know, entirely grateful and also so lucky to have them.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, it was Marty Hall who said to me that quote about from the operating table to the podium. So, you know, you have a lot of fans out there, and people are watching and very encouraged by, you know, what you're showing, and Sadie and, you know, Keegan, and big team effort. The U.S. camp has, come a long way, and it's very exciting, Noah, to see out there, and we're all rooting for you.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Yeah, Marty's been an incredible supporter of mine, and I'm so lucky to have so many good, you know, huge supporters and fans back in the U.S., and I think this whole team feels very supported and really in touch with the community, much more so, I think, than we were 5 or 10 years ago, and we're very, you know, grateful, and really, I think, it has played a huge part in our success.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was funny, I was talking to Keegan earlier, and, you know, it wasn't that long ago that she was there alone in Kusumo and wanting a team, and now she's got a very strong contingent with her, so it's
and she's done a huge part to make that happen, and her success is inspiring for the rest of us. She's been obviously an incredible leader and an incredible athlete, and I think that the success of U.S. cross-country skiing has a lot to do with Keegan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Noah, very exciting today. You know, you make it very thrilling, and we're excited to see your performance and all the team, and we want to wish you all the best going forward. Thanks for taking some time with us, and we'll catch up real soon.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Ben. Have a good one.
Okay, take care.